Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, November 6th, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security announced last week that they are ending the practice of automatically extending employment authorization documents for what they call aliens, filing renewal applications in certain employment authorization categories. The rule went into effect the day after it was announced. Prior to that, the way things worked, because there are often long delays in processing the renewal applications, the employment authorization documents were automatically extended, allowing the person to continue working while the renewal paperwork was being processed. In response, Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, Senator Angus King, and at least 70 other members of Congress signed on to a letter to the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services condemning the Trump administration for the decision. The letter, dated yesterday, Wednesday, November 5th, reads in part, quote, "We write to express deep concern regarding the United States Citizenship and Immigration Service's recently announced interim final rule ending the automatic extension of employment authorization documents for individuals who have filed timely renewal applications. This change, to be implemented while significant processing backlogs persist, will have devastating consequences for workers, families, and employers across the country. USCIS's own data makes clear that the agency continues to face severe delays in adjudicating renewals within the expected processing timeframes. As a result, individuals who have already been deemed legally authorized to work will lose their jobs for no other reason than the government not having the capacity to process their paperwork in time. Ending automatic extensions under these conditions is effectively penalizing people for U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services' administrative shortcomings. Compounding this problem, USCIS recommends that applicants file for renewal up to 180 days before the work permit expires. Yet at the time of the rule's publication, the agency's average processing time for many of the EAD categories covered by the extension exceeds 6.5 months. This processing reality ensures that even when applicants submit their renewals at the recommended date, their authorization will lapse before a new document can be issued. In practice, this rule creates the conditions for lawfully employed individuals to be forced out of the workforce through no fault of their own. This policy shift is not only unfair, but also economically reckless. Employers in practically every sector, from healthcare and education to agriculture and food services, are all seeking to fill open positions. Removing the ability from employers to employ those who are authorized to work, tax-paying, and essential to our communities drastically undermines our economy. We strongly urge USCIS to withdraw this rule and instead focus on addressing the underlying backlogs that have caused these processing delays. If the agency proceeds with this rule, it must at a minimum delay implementation until it can demonstrate that it has present capacity to routinely process renewal applications within a time limit that prevents lapses in employment authorization for timely filed renewal applications. Anything less will cause significant harm to workers, businesses, and the U.S. economy," end quote. That was signed by Congresswoman Shelley Pingree from Congressional District 1 here in Maine, Senator Angus King, and at least 70 other members of Congress. If you'd like to weigh in on the issue, I will post the specific site that they are allowing people to submit comments to, along with the archives of today's program. You'll also need the docket number. I'll post that too. Comments will be accepted until December 1st and must be submitted in English, or an English translation must be provided, and they'll only be accepted via regulations.gov. Comments submitted in any other manner, including emails and letters, quote, will not be considered and may not receive a response, end quote. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.